Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is Friday the 13th, 2015, as we are continuing on our growth month and our growth series for the month in reference to building your network successfully in the area where you do business. Guys, it's going to be a great show today as we're going to share with you some tools and tips on becoming successful in this year 2015 and the marketing strategies you must obtain and learn this year as the trends are yet shifting yet again to give us some great opportunities for us to not only collapse time frames but also to basically put together a solid network where we are all sharing revenue streams together. And guys, this is going to be a great opportunity for you to take copious notes as I begin to share with you in reference to how we ought to be building our business today. And if you're an internet-based business, you begin to understand exactly what's important, utilizing the win formula, what's important now, and making sure that you are on the cutting edge over your competitors as far as your global growth. Notice I said the word global growth. You not just want to grow locally or nationally, but you want to grow globally. And this is going to be an opportunity for you to obtain while you're an internet-based business to grow the markets no matter where you are, no matter what reach you want to hit. There is unlimited potential here for all of us to build a global business today. And so let's go into what we're going to be talking about, ladies and gentlemen, in reference to online marketing trends that will dominate this year 2015. As we had already started, we're in the second month of the year now, going almost into the third month of the year, the first quarter. What are we doing for the first 90 days? Well, what have you put together, and are you reviewing your progress or the lack thereof? If you are looking for an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, where we can continue to build and grow a successful business, look at what's going on in the marketplace. What are the competitors are doing or not doing? Or if you're an aspiring entrepreneur who want to start a business but don't know quite what type of business you need or want to start, then you want to look at what's trending today. In order for you to, like you would if you work a regular job or try to find work, you're looking at a field that you know you can be comfortable in and that you have an expertise knowledge about. Well, same principle as a business owner. You want to be successful. You got to have the tools you need to build. And, guys, these are going to be the marketing dominating trends that I'm going to share with you in reference to building a successful business. So if you're looking at mobile optimization, and I'm going to give you that, it's going to be more and more prevalent today as we are now mobile phones or smartphones are big. Now we can do multiple tasks on them, schedule appointments, online, camera, video, all of these different tools we can utilize today on our smartphones. Well, when you look at text marketing or pulling up websites or mobilization payments, online payments, you know, you can have the card readers on your phone to collect and accept payments. then guys, this is the trend that we have to have. Make it convenient today. If you haven't opted in to do that, then you're going to need to, especially if you're a retail business or if you're a payment company where you're receiving payments from your end users, then you want to make it accessible for them. Same principle with anything else. You want to make it convenient for your customers, your suppliers, and so forth, so that way everything will be done real time. So with mobile optimization, guys, this has given us a significant opportunity to grow a successful multi-million dollar enterprise by utilizing what's relevant today. And so with that, that's going to give you a great opportunity to really look at what can I do utilizing my phone to not only accept or collect payments, but also to basically research and look up the things that I need while I'm on the go. Well, that's what mobilization is all about. When you're on the go and you're not stuck in one particular place and you're all over the place, you need to get access to information quicker. This is what the smartphones will come in handy with. So these are some great tools on that level. If you're in business, you will make sure you have that unlocked. Now, we're going to go into the second thing that we're going to be talking about in reference to our marketing trends for this year, 2015, is social media. And basically, we're going to go into the types of social media that we need to do. Online marketing is also part of that, or inbound marketing, which we're doing, which we do here at GTE Professional Network Radio, and as well as Global Touch Enterprise, my web design and marketing company. These are great opportunities where you can basically grow a solid network. And also, too, when you look at social media, the ads will spend sharply increased, basically, based on the marketing and what companies are now waking up to see what's happening. Let's look at Facebook. Great opportunity to submit and send information in reference to your product or service that you have in your organization. And, guys, if you just spend a little time a day on that to showcase that or make a notation to that, look at how many people can follow you in reference to that. Well, that's one of the things you will want to shoot. You got Twitter, and you also have LinkedIn as social media. And if you're sharing information or content or products and services or campaigns that you're running, you will want people to basically know that in real time. And guess what? You're going to be able to reach more people faster on social media than you would be out here driving around trying to post something here, post something there. It's all about collapsing your time frame so you don't have to worry about the real legwork or going out here doing it manually. So let us put together something that's going to be more user-friendly online and social media that we can market and share our information with. Well, that's one of the things you will want to do. Number three, content marketing will be even bigger than ever. And according to the B2B content marketing benchmark report, 93% of B2B markets said they've used content marketing last year, and 42% considering their strategy effective for this year. And here's the thing, as marketers continue to see the benefits of their content strategy, money previously earned for search engines, PPCs, SEOs, social media, will be allocated to content marketing efforts to make sure that everybody gets it real time. And the quicker we can share this information with everybody, ladies and gentlemen, the stronger you get. So you want to make sure you build your business based on that and continuing to share your content effectively. And if you put it together on social media, depending on how your website is put together, make sure that it's interactive where people can comment directly on your website. Email marketing, again, will receive a renewed focus than last year. Excuse me. And I shared that with people before that when you look at email marketing with social media, now everything is coming together under one stream. Look at it today. Everybody's co-oping. Everybody is connecting the dots together. Because now when you post one thing on one social end, guess what? It also automatically attaches to your other social sites that you are already connected to. It's all about connecting the dots. How do we do this general connection? By plugging in content that's relevant, educational, and that gives the end user an idea to continue to better themselves. So we have to make sure that we're putting things together on that level. And with email marketing, you're basically blasting it out on giving your end users, your customers, or contacts your updates as to what's going on in your company. Now, people ask me, well, Ed, I think that's kind of outdated now. Are we still using that? Well, sure enough, in HubSpot's report, let me share something with you about that. Responding to significant information that was sent via email in a more professional content, where they have the actual point and click on that content off the email that they receive from you, gives them immediate access to the product and service, and you are directing them to the level where you want them to go. So this gives you more fluctuation power, so you can get your users to do exactly what you want them to do. This is a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to be tapping into on a regular, consistent basis. Now, the lines between SEO, content marketing, social media will become more and more effective as we get to understand what is SEO. Search engine optimizations, search engine submissions, your content, your tags, all of these things will now come under one umbrella. Why? Because this is giving everybody an opportunity to understand a particular strategy in business, what you must have to reach your people. If you're running a sale for Valentine's Day on specific jewelry, or say, for instance, a necklace or a jewelry set for people to go out and buy, then you want to make sure your content that you have and that your search engines can find you on that level, depending on the name of the jewelry, the style, and the site to go and purchase. So you have to make sure that you have all three connecting dots to make sure that you have everything you need for everybody to go in and check it out. And when they look at it, they can see it. You got the image, you got the price, and you got the option for them to make an opt to pay right there. So your goal is to make sure that your content and everything that you're doing in SEO social media represents what you're doing. Be consistent, though. Don't be keep flip-flopping changing, because that will never work. So as I share with everybody, if you're staying consistent with it, it will definitely keep you in the now. Okay, branding your company is always a key factor. If you're dealing with a particular company name that you're trying to put together as an entrepreneur, you want to make sure, one, it's unique and different, two, your logo is in order, and three, that you brand it on every piece of material you're using to represent who you are. And I believe a company's ability to humanize their brand will be the single most important factor in their success using social media. Brands who engage and develop relationships with their fans, followers, and email subscribers will see tremendous benefits, all of which will ultimately increase their bottom line. That's my focus. Number seven, last but not least, marketers will find new ways of making native advertising less promotional and more relevant, meaning that it's all about relationship marketing, relationship building, being the one first to say exactly what you want to say, to understand and to basically know exactly what your end users are going to do. Be on their level for a change instead of just be promotional or just giving them the hype of the idea versus the human side of the idea and understanding exactly where everybody's at this point. As the economy is shifting and changing, as we're looking at travel today, how many people are traveling now and all this. So we want to make sure we're reaching everybody at every level, no matter where they are. And if they're actively working in the marketplace and they're actively out here meeting and greeting people on a regular, consistent basis, how do you want to become to them? What is your message to them? How are you going to reach out to them? So you're going to have to put some strategic things together in order to grow your successful network effectively, no matter what business you're doing, as well as in network marketing, same principle. Now, there's some friends of mine who set up the PH Travel. And basically, they're definitely doing some great things there, and not only sharing people with deals, great deals in travel and vacation time, but also helping them to generate revenue at the same time, and that's through vacation. So when you look at that, you're going to be looking at opportunities of growth. No matter what model you use, you want to find one model that's going to suit you, that you can relate to and understand, and that you can be committed to no matter what. Same thing with the coffee business, healthy coffee that we have in Organic Gold, no problem. Same principle. And when we share the product, we're sharing an opportunity. We're actually building relationships with everybody that we share the product with. No matter if you're in the clothing business, if you're in the shoe business, no matter jewelry business, no matter what, you're basically building relationships with your end users. And that's what you want to make sure you have in reference to growing your network successfully. So all of these things that I just shared with you was great opportunities, ladies and gentlemen, for you to understand exactly how we ought to grow, how we ought to build on a regular, consistent basis. And so with that, I'm just going to shift gears a little bit, take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to share with you the final parts of this year, this month, this February, as we continue on. It is Friday the 13th, but it is Freedom Friday. So we want to make sure we're doing everything possible, leaving no stone unturned until we complete our mission and our goal. So when I come back, I'm going to share with you the final pieces of that. Welcome back to GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm Ed Peterson. As we continue to wrap up this month, as we continue to show you guys on tools and tips and basically how we ought to be growing today and utilizing the WIN formula, what's important now, and following the trends for this year for your online or brick-and-mortar store business. If you have a location, physical location, an address, then you want to make sure that you still have your content on social media, as well as your website. I don't know why no brick-and-mortar location would not have a website, but if you have a website, you want to make sure it's interactive and that it basically represents and promotes the theme of your business. What is your theme? What is your story? Why are you in this particular business? And then what can the end users expect from you as a business owner? Are you going to be consistent, or are you up and down with the levels that you want to give people these different varieties? Well, you have to make sure you're doing everything possible to stay on a good level with everyone today. You notice everybody's watching everybody. Everybody's seeing what's going on in the marketplace today. Well, look at Staples. That's buying up all the, actually they just purchased Office Depot, Office Max, together. Well, because Office Depot got Office Max, and now Staples bought them both. So now look at the, how they're cornering the market. It's basically a win-win for everybody who wants to understand about growth. How are we growing? By connecting the dots, co-oping together, or coming together under one umbrella. You're not an island. You can't do it all by yourself. So you have to make sure you have something in place that's going to be an opportunity for your end users. And then you're basically satisfying these three things, ladies and gentlemen, what people want, need, and can afford. And as long as you stay focused on that level, this will give you an opportunity to collapse time frames and basically help everybody on the level. So with that being said, it gives you great focus, making sure that you have everything you need to build and grow. And once you start looking at it like that, that will help you and assist you on making sure that you're staying relevant today in the marketplace. And when you stand relevant today in the marketplace, this will help you understand one level versus the next. So you want to make sure you have everything in order on your website, social media, text marketing, and making sure that you have everything consistent, though, in what your message is all about. So with that being said, this will give all of us a way to continue on growing on the, to the next level. And with that being said, this gives me great pleasure to talk about some other great opportunities right now as we do the announcement with the production of the movie here in Houston, Texas, Joy Comes in the Morning, 2015. We want to make sure we're assisting and helping everybody in reference to breast cancer awareness. It's a docudrama. If you want to check it out, we're on GoFundMe where you can guys can donate $1. This is a $1 campaign that I'm promoting to donate $1 toward the cause. So that way it gives us everybody the opportunity to maximize the moment and maximize their time in reference to building their set, their network. So you want to make sure you do everything possible to grow. So I just want to say this is an interesting opportunity for everybody to understand the levels they are. So that gives me great pleasure to talk about it. So when you're looking at business and successful people today, what are they doing, and are you duplicating or emulating exactly the successful strategies and tips that they're using? Guys, this is universal. There's nothing new under the sun. So you must understand what you want to, what you need to do day by day. And I'm really excited for all the opportunities, the new sites that we're promoting and prompting up right now as we have new contacts and new business opportunities that we're working with to help everybody in the communities, no matter what part of the country you're in, is garbage. So we can basically build and grow our network successfully and look at what others are doing out here in the marketplace. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to get to the next level? Are you educating yourself day by day? Are you mastering the key successes that you need to master today? If the answer is yes, great. If you say, well, Ed, I don't have enough time, I'm doing a lot of things, no. So my focus and goal is to help everybody to understand the key principles of what they need to build a successful network. So with that being said, I want to make sure that everybody gets the level on the level to build their network, to grow their network. So that way we can continue to help and assist everybody on the level. So guys, with that, until next week, I'm going to bring on some more special guests for the month of February as we continue to close out the month, what we must do and continue to do to grow on a big level to help everybody that we're needing to help on a regular basis. So go to our website at www.globalteachenterprise.net. You'll begin to see a lot of great opportunities there, and also new businesses and new sites that we're putting together for companies across the globe. So we want to thank you. Tune in next time, and we'll see you again. So it's been a plum pleasing pleasure, rather than a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And I'll see you again at the top. Talk to you soon.